Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello! Welcome back to The Review of Death, a Doctor Who podcast, your fortnightly home for Doctor Who news and reviews. I'm Matthew Toffler. I'm joined as ever by Billy Garrett-John.
Hello.
And we have a special guest, which is my brother, who I talk about quite regularly on this show, Jonathan.
Hey!
Oh, that's me.
That is literally you.
That is literally you. Now, we have got a slight problem because we sound very similar. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, see, we sound quite similar. So if you're listening to this on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts, you might be thinking, well, why is Matt talking to himself a lot?
He does it a lot, to be honest.
Yeah, I do, I'm mad. Yeah. So, I don't know, can you put on a Sylvester McCoy accent?
Oh, well, I feel like I can do them.
Very good.
Jesus Christ.
Very good.
I have actually got my Sylv.
Yeah, we should address this. We have a screen-used bit of Doctor Who memorabilia in the room.
Yeah.
Johnny, tell us about your pocket square.
Well, it's one of the screen-used squares that Sylv had during his reign, his tenure.
Yeah.
Season 24 and 25, yeah.
And it's that little bit of magic sprinkled into the Review of Death today that brings us to the Roddy Awards.
Yes.
So over 800 people submitted their votes. We're going to go through TV Doctor Who in 2021, Big Finish box sets in 2021, action figures. To be honest, that's it, because none of us read any BBC books, so we don't really care.
I don't think they make any BBC books anymore, do they?
No, or the audio books or whatever. So we're going to run through these categories.
Yep.
We're going to take one each, and it should be really interesting.
Yeah.
I know all the results because I've put them all together, but I'm really interested to see what you guys think of a few of them.
So before we...
Because we don't know anything about this.
I didn't know anything.
No.
Yeah, I'm oblivious.
Yeah.
But before we get into it, we should do a bit of housekeeping, Doctor Who news. What's happened in the world of Doctor Who lately?
Matt, you tell me.
Tom Baker's turned 88.
Tom Baker turned 88.
Johnny's got the important stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And season 22 got announced.
Season 22 got announced.
On Blu-ray, which is obviously quite special because I think you worked on it, didn't you?
I did. I thought you were going to say because it's Colin's kind of year.
First series,
but, I worked on it. It was really cool. So there's a feature called Location, 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 I think. And I went with Colin and Nicola and, I won't spoil it, but another guest. And we walked around Ironbridge Victorian Village and it was amazing. It was really, really cool. So look out for that and look out for the beanie that Nicola's wearing because it's mine. Because she didn't bring her warm stuff on the day.
Oh.
So that pink beanie's mine. So famous.
And we have the pink beanie here tonight, the most famous of
I didn't actually bring it.
Oh, you could have done.
That versus the pocket square?
Mm.
Where are we in terms of...
Well, I mean, obviously that is better because it was used by a Doctor Who.
A real life Doctor Who.
Had Colin have worn the beanie...
Then
it would have been on eBay straight away.
Yeah,
in fact,
Nicola,
when she gave it back to me, said, that's going to be on eBay soon, isn't it? No. Let's do the Roddies.
So let's do the Roddies.
This exceptionally wonderful looking award.
Yeah.
That is my award, by the way.
Yeah.
My year 11 class last year... my year 13 tutor group last year, who I taught for quite a few years and were absolutely delightful. They got me that little award with lots of other presents and things when they left in the summer. So
I love it.
We have to look after it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be looked after.
No, that's being sent off to the winner.
who wants to do the first category?
Why don't you go first?
Shall I go first?
Show us how it's done. Because you show it's called modelling.
All right, fine.
Yeah. You know exactly what you're doing. We don't have a clue.
And what's great
as well. Is it like a drum roll?
I've written, well, if you'd like, I've written little gags for them all. You have to read them out.
Do you?
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll be really upset.
Okay. Right, fair enough.
So, first award is Best Villain. Between cake slicing in the cabinet, troops massing on the Ukrainian border, and whatever the hell Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are up to, it looks like 2022 will continue the trend of maniacal individuals grabbing headlines and terrorising the general public. So let's decide who the best worst was across Doctor Who TV last year. How's that?
Very good.
All right, high standards to live up to. The nominees are the Daleks, the Cybermen, the Sontarans, Swarm and Azure, the Weeping Angels, and Tektaven. Would you guys like to hazard a guess at the top three?
The top three.
Can you say them again?
Yeah, so we've got Daleks, Cybermen, Sontarans, Swarm and Azure. They both come in the same package.
Yeah.
The Weeping Angels and Tektaven.
And this is, and what do you think will be the top three? Is that what you're
asking?
Give
us the top three, yeah.
Well, I reckon Swarm and Azure probably could feature in the top three because they were quite popular, I think.
Yeah.
Or they didn't do very much.
Come the end.
But yeah. I do worry that the lasting impression of Flux being a bit of a letdown is going to tank a lot of the
results.
Yeah, this is what I was thinking when you said that. I thought, oh, I don't know. I don't know if people are just going to be so bitter about the whole thing.
Well, they might be.
I think the Sontarans will definitely
be up there as well, because obviously that was a great comeback for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think probably
by the corner shop fiasco.
Yeah, oh, I didn't mind that.
Billy, you're mad.
All right, okay, let's get into it.
Right.
This is why I'm sat in the middle, so there's no fighting.
There's no fighting. Okay, in sixth place, with 1% of the vote, which constituted literally 12 people out of 822, the Cybermen.
Wow.
I mean, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Our favourite monsters. Mm.
Yeah.
At the bottom. In fifth place, with 2% of the vote, so only one more actual vote than the Cybermen, Tektaven.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm kind of impressed that she got...
I'm amazed she's even on there.
Yeah.
In fourth place, with 7% of the vote, the Daleks. Wasn't a particularly Dalek-heavy year, apart from the New Year special.
They were a bit sort of sidelined, weren't they?
They
really?
were.
The whole Flux thing.
Probably a damning notion to Tektaven that the Daleks barely appeared in it and they actually rated higher than her. In third place, with 19% of the vote, the Weeping Angels.
Right.
Mm. Which leaves us in second place. Who do we think came second place?
So
we've got Swarm and Azure or the Sontarans left?
I think Swarm and Azure.
Yeah, I'll go with that and I'll say Sontarans first.
In second place with 33% of the vote, that's 269 people, the Sontarans.
Ooh,
meaning in first place with 38% of the vote, that's 314 out of 822, because some people did skip categories. Swarm and Azure.
Mm, wow. I'm surprised.
Yeah,
I'm very surprised.
I'm happy because they're like actually quite, I mean, sure, the way Flux kind of went towards the end was a bit iffy.
But we
raved about them all year.
Yeah.
We said they were brilliant.
Oh yeah, they were very sinister, weren't they, in the beginning, you know, and there was a lot of promise there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it wasn't delivered, I don't think,
come the end. I think the trouble with it was, maybe it would have served them better as characters had they not been killed off. Had something have happened where they escaped and got away.
There's a possibility they're going to come back.
Yeah. You know, and we know that the likelihood is that someone like Russell probably wouldn't bring the characters back. Mm. But at least for fans, you know, they'd be like, oh, well, they're still out there.
There's a possibility of a return. Yeah.
You know, and in all the masses of spin-off media, oh, you know, they might turn up in a novel or a comic or a
I'm
big
sure
Finish
we'll
box
all be
set.
Sick of them come season 19 of Swarm and Azure Investigate with Big Finish. let's go down the line, Matt. Mm. Would you like to pick an award?
Go on then. I'll take this one.
Excellent.
Oh! It's the best action figure.
Yes! And weirdly enough, that was the second one on the list as
well.
So there we go.
Okay, well,
creepy.
This is you were very happy that I'm doing this.
Very happy.
Oh god. I've seen some of the words in this
keep
opening.
Going,
so
keep going.
The next award is best action figure release. Oh, actually, let me put me
specs on.
Put my specs on.
Matt has brainy specs now.
He's getting old now.
I'm getting old,
even though I'm 10 years older than him, he's got the glasses.
Yeah, but he put them on the other day and went, oh gosh, that's better.
Do you know what doesn't help?
Well,
the way you're looking over them like a 50-year-old woman.
Well, yeah, I don't normally do that.
You're looking at me over your glasses like a post office attendant.
So, the next award is Best Action Figure Release. Who'd have thought we'd have been coming into the year 2021 with Vord, Sensorite, and a Rassen Warrior robot on our shelves? Still no sign of a First Doctor with Venom Grub set or a Gary Downey with special groping articulation. But who knows what will come out next? I do. I do. But which 2021 action figure release was your favourite? So the nominees are the second Doctor and TARDIS from The Abominable Snowmen, the Sensorite set, the Keys of Mariners set, History of the Daleks number 5, 6, 7 and 8, the first Doctor and TARDIS from An Unearthly Child, the Earthshock set, or the Five Doctors set.
Now,
what do we think?
I mean, what do you think is the most important thing here? Because you are the arbiter of all plastic Doctor Who related things.
You're the expert.
You are the expert.
I don't know.
Just to make it more of an intelligent decision. Push your glasses to the front of your nose. There we go.
Well, I would say, let me have a look at that list. I mean, the Sensorite set was pretty impressive.
I loved the Sensorite set. That was my favourite. So
that was a really impressive
set.
That
was really good. I mean, I think the Keys of Mariner set is really good as well. I like the Five Doctors set because that's a great John Pertwee. That's Russell Moore robot and a Cyberman slash Cyberleader. But the TARDIS from the Unearthly Child set is also really good. So
that was my vote. And I don't own it, but just in terms of the way it looks,
yeah.
Which one did
you vote for? The first Doctor?
First Doctor and TARDIS, yeah.
But then again, that second Doctor set was nice because it was the first TARDIS with lights and sounds for the first time in a long, long time.
And he's got his
fur coat on. Well, shall we find out?
Let's find out. What do you think's come first?
I'm going to say the Sensorites.
Okay. This is going to be interesting.
Okay. So, here we go. In fifth place, with 9% of the vote, the Five Doctors set. So that was 63 people out of the 721 that voted.
Indeed.
I'm surprised. I thought it would have done a bit better than that. Yeah. Yeah. In fourth place, with 12% of the vote, that's 87 people, the Sensorite.
Gosh.
Fourth place!
Yeah.
What? This is a travesty.
I love it.
I'm not happy about this.
Already,
come on.
It's gone downhill.
Bloody hell.
It's only award number two.
God, dear. Who doesn't like bold, bloody aliens with circle feet?
Exactly.
It's bonkers. In third place, with 12% of the vote, that's 88 people, they voted the Keys of Mariners set. Okay.
That was a good set.
Are you surprised that those two are
so low down?
Not in the top,
top three?
I'm like, shocked.
Together, yeah?
Yeah, I'm absolutely astonished because obviously the Keys of Mariners set had Ian Chesterton in it as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was three new figures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's bonkers.
There you go.
In second place, with 21% of the vote, that's 150 people, the first Doctor and TARDIS from An Unearthly Child.
So what do we think's come first?
So in that case, I'm going to assume it's Mr. Troughton in first place with 38% of the vote. That's 208 people. Bloody TARDIS from Abominable Snowmen. Well, I never.
There we go.
But last place was the History of the Daleks sets. So Power of the Daleks, Drone and Mutant Scoop Daleks with 1% of the vote. 9 votes.
That's really, because the Mutant Scoop is always something I associate. Yeah. It's like, that's a cool toy
to
have.
It is, yeah. You don't see them very often, do you?
That is shocking. I'm really surprised.
There you go.
I am really surprised. So because I think people always moan about, oh, there's not enough variety of characters. Mm. And though this year, we had such a broad variety of characters. Well, if you like 60s monsters.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But gosh, I'm surprised.
It just goes to show people like the same old shit. They really do.
There you are, Al, if you're listening to this.
Yeah. Same old shit, please, more of it. Johnny,
hello.
Would you like to pick your first award to read out?
Oh, go on then.
You want that one?
Right. So the next award, ladies and gents, is Best Animation.
Okay.
Also known as the Foregone Conclusion category.
Yes.
So let's not beat around the Melanie Bush. Right, okay. So the nominees are... Let's just borrow those glasses for a
sec. Yeah, I think I might need them in a bit as well.
Right then, nominees are... The Web of Fear, The Evil of the Daleks, or Galaxy 4.
Ooh,
tricky one, isn't
it? I wonder what might have won.
Mm.
I wonder... Don't break them. I wonder what might have won. Well, I mean, I think...
Should we just...
Well,
cut to the
chase? I think the most interesting one is what came last?
Galaxy 4.
You think Galaxy 4?
Do you think Galaxy 4 came last?
Well, now, obviously, we haven't seen the animation for the Web of Fear.
You've seen enough.
But I've seen enough of it to know that it looks pretty awful.
Oh.
That was the one that looked like a PlayStation cutscene.
Oh, that
90s.
One.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I'm just thinking that Galaxy 4 was such a terrible story.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
Yes, so... interesting. Well, I would have thought either the Daleks would win.
Mm. Well, let's find out. Go
let's
on.
Find out,
do,
Jay.
Do the honours.
Do the honours. Let's see.
Your honour.
There's nothing in there.
There is.
It's empty.
Dig in there.
Dig deep.
Crunchy, one of them's got a folded up bit, which is a bit annoying. I forgot.
Right. So, best animation. Here we go. Here are the results. So, with 38 votes out of 765, in third place, 5% of the vote, Web of Fear.
Of course.
In second place, with 7% of the vote, that's 57 people, Galaxy 4.
There you go.
So, no surprise.
Foregone conclusion.
No surprises. First place, with 88% of the vote, 670 people, Evil of the Daleks.
That is a landslide.
That is a landslide.
Win, isn't it? Yeah. That was a great story. It did look good.
It was...
Amazing.
It was probably the best looking animation that they've done thus far. And a cracking story, isn't it?
Yes,
really?
great story.
Really good story. That was the first time you'd ever experienced Evil of the Daleks,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, because I didn't read any of the novels and I didn't bother with any of those telesnap things, so I couldn't be arsed with that. So
right.
I waited until it came out, you know, in some sort of decent format. You know?
I've started to get more into telesnaps.
Have you?
I think it's just because, like, you know, the joke is you get the cheap animations and the expensive animations.
Yeah.
And I'm far more likely, I think, to split my time between the telesnaps and the animation.
Mm. Yeah.
Than I am for the cheaper ones than I am for the kind of Evil of the Daleks.
Yeah.
You know, all the Dalek ones.
Yeah.
Are the expensive ones.
Yeah.
This next award is Best Rod Episode. In 2021, Matt and Billy produced 14 and a half brand new reviews, plus bonus content for Patreon and our Let's Play, or our abandoned Let's Play.
14 and a half? What are you doing? Like, die halfway through one or something?
No, that's the interview that we did with the guy who wrote the Edge of Reality video game.
And the composer.
So it's kind of like a halfway house. It's been a wild ride, and we've enjoyed every minute, but which of our rods tickled your fancy? Don't want to hot dog and grandstand too much, so let's get straight to the top five, which I'll rattle through.
I think Billy needs these glasses.
I do, actually.
Everyone needs them. It matches your velvet thing.
It's almost like he planned it.
Let's see how good your eyes are.
Yeah. It's almost like
you wear glasses normally, don't you?
Do you?
Occasionally.
For computer work.
Like him.
That's me. I don't really need them for reading.
Right, he's just showing off.
I'm just showing off.
Whoa, your right eye is a lot weaker than your left eye. That's kind of really throwing me off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. I have to read all that. Right. In fifth place with 8% of the votes, Farewell to 13, our first one.
Right.
In fourth place with 9% of the votes, Christmas Special, which I thought would have been a bit higher. In third place with 10% of the votes, RTD Returns The Space Pirates Reviewed.
Right.
Which is a good one. I like that one.
That was good fun.
In second place with 11% of the vote. So it was quite tight between the first, you know, sort of like four episodes, The Twin Dilemma.
Right.
And in first place with 15% of the vote, RTD2 and The Evil of the Daleks.
Right.
Evil of the Daleks taken home two awards so far this evening. I wonder if it will do a third.
Interesting. Actually thought that the first one, that the Farewell to 13 might have been... Sorry, I just blinded you.
Yeah.
You're going to need to go to the opticians now. So
literally. Yeah.
I'd have thought that the 13th Doctor one might have done better.
Do you know what? But it's the first one and we've kind of found a bit more of a groove with it, you know?
I guess so.
Adapted it, changed it up a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
We sort of know more what we're doing. That was the... Mm. Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But I thought the Christmas one was a good one.
Yeah, I love the Christmas one.
Yeah. Maybe it was just we were just talking too much bollocks.
Quite possibly.
The Christmas one just gone, you mean?
Had all the tinsel when we were talking about... that story that...
A bollocks.
That one.
Talking of bollocks, Matt, next category.
Right. Here we go. What's this one? The next award is Best Home Media Release. Oh, hang on.
The glasses are back on.
I don't need the ones.
I'm just going to search through this so I
can
find
Jonathan's
next
one.
My personal favourite DVD release is hidden under the floorboards of my room. But sadly, Step Bro, What Are You Doing With That Etheric Beam Locator wasn't included in this year's nominees. Bloody hell, Billy.
You're welcome.
The following optical disc release were nominated, though, and they are Doctor Who, Revolution of the Daleks. Well, that last year's Christmas special. Did that come out this year?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
No.
Last year's one.
Oh, I was going to say.
Last year's one. Revolution of the Daleks.
Take your sip.
Having a sip. Revolution of the Daleks. Doctor Who, the collection. Seasons 8, 24, and 17. Doctor Who, Series 8 Steelbook. Doctor Who, The Web of Fear, Special Edition. Is that the second Special Edition? How many Special Editions of this story have we had?
just the one. There's the one that came out...
Oh, that was the Enemy of the World, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah, Enemy of the World had a Special Edition.
Doctor Who, The Evil of the Daleks. Doctor Who, Galaxy 4. So what do we think? I mean, it's either going to be Evil of the Daleks, or it's going to be one of those really good collection sets.
The collection sets. I was going to say, surely they're pretty good, aren't they?
But yeah.
How do you pick between those three? 8, 4, 24 and 17. I mean, I know which one I would vote as my least favourite, just because not one of my favourite eras of the show, and I thought it was maybe a little bit light on content compared to the others.
Yes.
17.
Yes.
Was probably my least favourite of the collections of the year.
Yeah.
But that's still like at least like an 8 or a 9 in terms of like home media releases in general.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, in terms of what you get on your shelf these days.
Season 8.
So that's Terror of the Autons, oh, yes. Mind of Evil, Colony in Space.
That was a good one.
And all that lot.
All those
demons.
New CGI effects for Terror alone.
Yeah, Terror was very good, wasn't it? God, yeah. It seems like it came out an eternity ago.
I know,
and to think that
mad.
It only came out start of last year.
Crazy.
Bonkers.
Season 24, no, not your favourite, Matt, but obviously, careful, we've got the hanky there.
Yeah, yeah.
That box set made me realise that I think that's my first love of Doctor Who is that season. Because
really?
It would have been like Dragonfire that I took out of the library.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And I would have watched
it?
And that and Paradise Towers.
Yeah.
So I think... really watching it and watching Silves in conversation with Matthew Sweet, I was like, do you know what? I think this might be my favourite era of Doctor Who.
My God.
I really love it.
Matt's going to have a coronary.
I know. I mean, I'm already going grey, so I'm surprised I'm gone white.
I love it.
Well done, Billy.
You're welcome, mate.
Got
to the dark side.
Got taste.
But yeah, I will say, that was a very good box set.
Yeah, you enjoyed it because we watched it together and you said that.
I actually, watching it again...
Yeah.
Even though, yeah, it's a bit daft and a bit cheesy and obviously very camp, it's good fun.
Mm. Yeah.
It is good fun. So, and I think that's all you need, isn't it, from Doctor Who? As long as you're enjoying yourself, what's the problem?
But that's a tricky thing with this category as well, because how do you divorce yourself from the episode that the release, you know, kind of covers?
Yes.
Because, you know, some of them are going to be lighter on special features than others. I mean, I put the Series 8 Steelbook in just because it had come out.
Yeah.
Features on that by comparison to the collection sets and especially like Revolution of the Daleks.
Oh yeah, it's just nothing, is it?
So at that point you're kind of just voting on the story itself, which is the tricky part of this category.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and you think with the collection, season 24 in particular had masses of new stuff.
It did, so many
new documentaries
and features.
And
archive
all
was
the archive
crazy
stuff,
good.
All the studio stuff, it was bonkers.
I've got to watch it
again. The Rat Party.
The Rat Party was amazing.
Yeah. Wow, okay, well, let's see.
So which one do we think has come first?
Oof. I think it's going to be the collection set.
Yeah, one of those.
One of the collections?
Yeah, one of the collections. So, in fifth place, with 4% of the vote, Doctor Who, Series 8 Steelbook.
It got into the top five.
33 people voted for that. Now, I guess if you look at it from the standpoint of, oh, the artwork is very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the collection sets are beautiful artwork.
That's kind of the only reason you're buying a Steelbook.
That is, yeah.
And I really enjoyed collecting those Steelbooks up to the point that I forgot to pre-order the Series 5 one. And then I was like, I've fallen back. They're not available anymore.
Mm.
Bugger.
Yeah. You can sell those. Sell them when the collections
I have got,
Series 8? What was Series 8?
Capaldi's first series.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
I've got, if anybody wants them when I'm gone, my nest egg is I've got all of the HMV, Sainsbury's and Asda vinyls. Big Finish finals.
Nice.
And I'm still collecting them as they come out.
Oh.
It's my little thing I'm tucking away.
Mm. In fourth place, with 12% of the vote, Doctor Who, The Collection, Season 17. So 101 people voted for Season 17. And I think that's... I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Because Season 17, I'm watching it through now. Well, we're watching it through now.
Yeah.
And most of the special features are just things that were on the DVDs.
There are a lot of the old DVD ones. Aren't
yeah.
They? Just reruns of those.
Yeah, so I can understand that, with the exception of something like Nightmare of Eden, where you've got the new CGI, which is fantastic.
Yes, it really makes that story.
Definitely.
And I love the story anyway. But
I like Nightmare of Eden.
The thing I find a little bit pernickety, and it annoyed me a little bit with the Season 17 set, is when they list on the special features, making of featurette. And it's like, if you gave me the title of it, I'd be able to work out whether or not that's new or it's been on a previous release.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's probably just a naming convention, but it kind of makes me feel like, are you trying to hide the fact that it's not original?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and Nightmare of Eden in particular had... No, not Nightmare of Eden. It might have been... And Creature from the Pit, actually. Mm. Creature from the Pit was the one that really had no making of feature at all. Mm.
No.
You know, so long as you watch bits and pieces from other discs,
you've
got... You know, okay, Alan Bromley got the sack or whatever.
Exactly.
Mm. Okay, in third place, with 17% of the vote, Doctor Who The Collection, Season 24. 142 out of 825.
Interesting.
You're
that
all
is
wrong.
Interesting. Mm. Wow, I'm surprised because I thought that...
Might have been higher.
I thought it would have been higher because people seem to sort of have a bit of a reappraisal of that.
And that's the great thing about these collection sets, though, is that they all go through that thing where people go, actually, this is really good.
Yeah.
Or like, can we just pause and talk about this guest actor for a second? And it kind of breathes new life into it. It's great.
Yeah, and like I said, so much good content, bonus content.
Exactly.
In second place, with 23% of the vote, Doctor Who, The Collection, Season 8, with 189 of the votes.
So,
yeah, that's pretty fair, I guess. I'm struggling to remember what additional stuff was on that box set, though.
Wasn't there that feature with Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss on it? Or was that...
No, that was...
Season 10. Right, okay.
Season 8 had... I can't remember.
I'll have a look when I go back home.
The Demons is season 8, isn't it?
Oh, you're talking about the episodes
themselves. I'm talking about the special feature.
They went back to
Devil's End, didn't they?
They got the director's one, where they go back to the castle from the Mind of
Evil. Oh, that was good. That was really nice. Yeah, with Timothy Coombe and...
Some of the ones I can remember, really. Is there a conversation with Katie on that box set, or is that on the other one? It makes sense if it's on this one because it's her first.
I think it was on this one,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was that one. Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
So, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So that means the winner.
The winner is, in first place, with 36% of the vote, Doctor Who, The Evil of the Daleks. It was 296 out of 825. I mean, I'm not surprised, really, because it was a very good story. It was a very strong release in terms of... Not just the animation, but the special features on that were really quite good.
They were
as well.
Good, weren't they? Yes.
Because sometimes with animation releases, the special features aren't all that.
But I think like Galaxy 4,
had a really good.
That's
one,
got a great feature
with
on
the Chumleys.
It with the Chumleys
and Peter Purvis
and you know like finding the last Draven. I was doing, I can't remember if it was the first feature I did with Chris or the second one, but he was talking about like we found the last Draven. They're living in Australia, and then arranging that call and stuff.
It's a shame the story just puts you into a coma, isn't it? Really, but apart from that,
never mind. Yeah. I hope he told her that to her face.
But in last place, with 16% of the votes, 2% was the Web of Fear Special Edition.
Yeah,
which. It isn't surprising, because that did feel a bit like a cash grab. Was there a new documentary on there or something?
I don't remember. I didn't buy it.
No, I didn't bother because I thought, well, it'll come out on the collection. It'll come out on the collection. Yeah. I'm not buying it again. And then in second to last place, with 17 votes, also 2%, Galaxy 4. Mm. Yeah, I think that's fair. Mm.
I'm just interested in the fact that they're so close.
Very
close. Yes, they are, aren't they?
There's one vote between Galaxy 4 and the Web of Fear. I don't think that's representative of either of them. I think that Galaxy 4 is a superior animation.
Yes.
Maybe not a superior story. But then I guess that's the difficulty with the voting, is that people are probably weighing both of those things up.
Yeah.
And that's why it was separated by a single vote.
Right. Yeah. I think Galaxy 4 should have been slightly higher because it's the first time this story has been released.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, first Hartnell animation, all right. Yeah. Maybe the animation style wasn't fantastic, but, you know, certainly better than Web of Fear.
Yeah.
You know, because if you already have the Web of Fear DVD that came out with the 50th anniversary, well, you've got it, haven't you, really? You don't necessarily need the CGI, whatever it is, Roblox animation.
The version. Roblox animation, indeed.
All right. The next award. Best TV episode.
Oh, yes, he got it.
Are you happy about that?
I'm very happy with that.
Okay, let's have a look. Doctor Who is only as good as its last story on TV. So say the fans who continue to hunt the leg of 1970s adventures in space and time and still steadfastly refuse to accept Peter Davison as the Doctor. But 2021 presented a reformatting for the show more in line with what grumpy old arseholes expect from their favourite children's programme. Did that make them happier? Did it fuck? The nominees are... Right. Revolution of the Daleks.
Yeah.
The Halloween Apocalypse. What was that about?
It was the apocalypse on Halloween.
The first episode of Flux. Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Dan gets his head shrunk down.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, okay, fine. War of the Sontarans. Mm-hmm. Once Upon Time. Village of the Angels. Survivors of the Flux. Finally, The Vanquishers.
Okay.
A killer's row there of Doctor Who episodes. I just want to say, I think it's really interesting the way the voting went for the special with Tozin and Bradley.
Revolution of the Daleks.
For all the categories they're involved in.
Right.
Because it was kind of like everybody forgot that story happened.
Yeah. Well, until it was mentioned here, I forgot that story aired this year, last year, because it was obviously 1st of January, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, what do I know? But I mean, I thought the Angel story was a particularly good one.
Yes.
So I would have thought that would feature higher. Also, the War of the Sontaran one, I would have thought that would feature higher. Whether you agree with
that. I would say Village of the Angels was number one.
That was a very good
then
story.
Then the Sontaran story.
Where do you think, what's the last one?
The last one, I imagine it's either going to be Halloween, Survivors of the Flux.
That was terrible, wasn't it?
That was pretty duff, wasn't it? That was just the one where...
That was the penultimate one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the one with all the unit stuff.
Yeah.
And that was the only decent bit about it.
Yeah.
Everything else was crap. So I think at the bottom will be Survivors of the Flux.
Yeah, I think I go with that.
Yeah?
What did you think, Billy, out of interest?
I voted for War of the Sontarans.
Okay.
I don't want to say anything.
No. Should we find out?
Yeah, let's find out.
Come on then, let's have a look. So, best TV episode. So, in 7th place, with 1% of the vote, 5 people out of 825, The Vanquishers.
Gosh, wow.
People hated it that much.
That's the finale.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad when your finale... I mean, what is this poll compared to what the general public think?
Mm. But it's interesting, though.
I think we've got a really wide berth of fans who have different opinions.
Yeah.
Some people love the current run. All age groups.
And all backgrounds.
Exactly. And I think these are interesting for that reason, I think.
Wow.
Okay, in 6th place, with also 1% of the vote... Survivors of the Flux,
when
we thought would be last.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Right. In 5th place, with 3% of the vote, that's 23 people, The Halloween Apocalypse.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
In 4th place, with 4% of the vote, that's 31 people, Once Upon Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
A lot of it is set up, isn't it? A lot of it's
filler. It really is in that, I think. 3rd place now, 5% of the vote, 38 people, Revolution of the Daleks, so that was the New Year's...
Last year. That was good. I like that story.
But I'm surprised it came that high in that rank.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's better than some of those other
I think it's much better than some of those other
ones.
I just thought maybe there was a recency bias in it.
Possibly.
So
that means in second place, ladies and gents, with 35% of the vote, 285 people, War of the Sontarans.
There we go, which means...
So that means, by process of elimination, in first place, with 53% of the vote, 436 people voted Village of the Angels.
Over half.
Yeah. I must say, I've said this to you before, I'm not massively keen on the Weeping Angels. That's quite a shock, because loads of people love them. I just think some of those earlier ones, I'm not so keen. But I did think that was a particularly good story.
Yeah.
So I think... That was quite right.
I think it's interesting you said that you weren't really keen on them before, but you liked that one. Because I think a lot of people on Twitter especially were saying that episode sort of solidified them as the other big bad.
You've got
the Master kind of doesn't count in that category, but you've got the Daleks, the Cybermen, the Sontarans.
Yeah.
They are probably fifth.
Yeah.
Fourth in that ranking, probably.
They were scary in it, weren't they?
They were very scary.
And it was such a good story as well.
It was a really good story. Yeah. And well directed as well.
Brilliantly directed. And they did cool stuff they hadn't done before without like ruining the mystique.
Yeah.
Like Moffat created them and then he ended up getting them to move on screen. I'm not allowed to bash him. So
no, that was your New Year's resolution.
And I've broken it.
You've bugged it up.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Next award is Best Cliffhanger.
Ooh, right.
The serialized nature of Flux saw the return of cliffhangers to Doctor Who. Of course, life throws many little cliffhangers in our way, and I've had an advanced preview of what 2022 holds for you, Matthew. Would you like to know?
Yeah, go on then.
I'll tell you next week. In the meantime, here are the nominees for Best Cliffhanger. The End of the Universe, I Always Wondered What It Would Feel Like, from The Halloween Apocalypse.
Yeah.
All in Good Time, from War of the Sontarans. That's, he's going to click his fingers and kill Yaz in front of the Doctor.
Right,
and she's getting all teary. The Angel Has the TARDIS.
Yeah.
You Are Recalled from Village of the Angels.
Yeah.
And finally, Now Doctor, You. Which, if you've forgotten about, I'm not surprised, because it was at the end of Survivors of the Flux.
That's the pocket watch, isn't it?
When yeah.
Yeah.
And it's basically the same as War of the Sontarans, but with a pocket watch involved. Mm. So, which one do we think came first? I think there's some crackers in here.
I think that
the angel one was good.
Yeah. The angel one is definitely number one.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
It was really good.
What a cliffhanger.
I'm really interested that you guys are like, that is definitely it. Because I wondered if there was a little bit of sway.
Think that the Halloween Apocalypse one was quite a good one.
Yeah.
Remind me of that one.
She's in the TARDIS and the Flux is coming towards the doors.
Open. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
I think the problem with these cliffhangers, of all of them, is that the resolutions are pretty piss poor.
Yes, that is the case, you
know,
I think.
I mean, well, I say piss poor. It's just...
get out of jail free card is played.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Especially with like the angel one, that it was just, oh, okay, I'm
then suddenly was there. Yeah. And I thought that one with the pocket watch, it would have been good if she, you know, because the camera goes locks onto the pocket watch, and then he said, you're next, whatever. I thought they should have, the next episode, stopped him. Mm. What's her name? What's she called?
Azure.
That one. Yeah. Azure should have said, well, hold on, you know, a minute.
Yeah.
Because there's obviously something with that watch which we could try to manipulate and use. But they didn't do that.
Yeah,
she just ran up and it was like a lost moment, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's a shame because they obviously knew what the pocket watch
meant. Yeah.
But I feel like a modern viewer, I mean, I guess that, you know, 2007 year was massive for the show and lots of people would remember the fob watch, but maybe it needed a bit of explanation. Maybe.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But which would have worked, Johnny, with that idea of her saying, hang on a minute, this is a bargaining chip.
Yeah.
But sadly, wasn't to be. So we think it's going to be You Are Recalled from Village of the Angels.
Yeah.
Okay, in fifth place with 1% of the vote, Now Doctor, You from Survivors of the Flux.
Right.
So the pocket watch one.
In
fourth place with 8% of the vote, The Angel Has the TARDIS, which I was quite surprised by because it's a very well staged.
That's really cool when
moment, and it's a great line to end an episode on. You know, to go into the
future. Because that echoes Blink, doesn't it?
Yeah, The Angel Has the Phone Box.
The Angel Has the Phone Box.
In third place with 17% of the vote, All in Good Time from War of the Sontarans. That's the snap, which was the one apart from the obvious one that everybody exploded about on Twitter.
Yeah.
That, and you know, the way Jodie played it, where she was really tearful about losing Yaz, that obviously played into the Thousmin thing, so I thought that one would have come up a bit higher. Mm. In second place, with 13% of the vote, The End of the Universe, I Always Wondered What It Would Look Like, from the Halloween apocalypse, which means, of course, and I've balled it up in a completely different section of this envelope for no reason whatsoever. In first place, with 68% of the vote, that's 551 people out of 816, you are recalled from Village of the Angels.
I'm not really surprised.
No, that was a very good cliffhanger.
What was more of a foregone conclusion, that or Web of Fear coming last in the anime? Right, Matt, would you like to pick the next one, apart from that one? That's last.
Okay, so the next category is Best Guest Cast Member. There have been so many wonderful additions to the Doctor's family over the past 12 months. So let's celebrate those fresh faces who graced our screens in 2021 and gloss over the handful of individuals who have conspired to make the rewatches of some 21st century Doctor Who feel like watching an episode of Crime Watch. The nominees are Jacob Anderson as Vinda, Joe Martin as the Fugitive Doctor, Gemma Redgrave as Kate Stewart, Kevin McNally as Professor Eustatius Jericho, Craig Parkinson as the Grand Serpent, Sam Spruill as Swarm, Thaddea Graham as Bell, Steve Oram as Joseph Williamson, Jonathan Watson as Skark, Commander Rixor, Annabelle Sholey as Claire Brown, Craig Ells as Carvanista, Nadia Albina as Diane, Roshinda Sandal as Azure, and Barbara Flynn as Tek Teun.
There's
a really good people in this good category. Because Kevin McNally was excellent as Jericho. He was
Everybody latched onto him.
Everybody liked his character. Sam Spruill absolutely killed it as Swarm, as did the lady playing Azure, Roshinda Sandal.
Barbara Flynn's an excellent actress, and she was
very good.
Well.
And it was a shame that they killed her off.
It was really.
It was a shame they killed her off because I was adamant that she's not dead. She'll be in the next.
There's more to come. Her. I thought she was very good.
I don't think so. I think she's gone, and that's the really annoying part of it.
Yeah, they do this, don't they? They cock it up.
Wasted.
Mm. Why don't people go? Look, come on, think about this.
Mm. Yeah,
this
look,
is a good
look at
character.
Who you've got. Playing it as well.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it doesn't take much to do something as a, we'll just write in a quick whatever.
Exactly.
A little coda.
Exactly. Just
to, I mean, Gemma Redgrave as Kate Stewart, she didn't really bring much to the table, really, I didn't think.
We could have got Vin Diesel cut out over there as Kate Stewart. And, you know,
nobody would have batted an eyelid.
No. Craig Parkinson was very good as the Grand Serpent. Not the most exciting character of that season, but he's a good actor. Jacob Anderson as Vinda. Now, Jacob Anderson was great, Bristol boy, but they made such a big fuss about him being in the series.
It's that same thing where they go like, nerds like nerdy things. So it's like, if you like Game of Thrones, you probably like Doctor Who. Mm. That crossover doesn't...
No.
It's not as big as as you think.
Unless there was going to be some sort of sex scene. I don't think people are going to...
There's still two episodes this year left to go, and it looks like it's heading that way.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
With the Sea Devils.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Who else?
Who look excellent, by the way. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really glad you weighed in on that.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. They look so good. Yeah, brilliant.
Jonathan Watson was good as the new Sontarans. Mm-hmm. I liked him. Thaddea Graham as Bell. Yeah, again, so fine.
There.
Yeah. You know, I didn't really like that whole thing.
No.
That was a subplot. Because I remember there was a whole thing with Nair. Like, could it be the Doctor's
parents?
Obviously, thank God that never happened.
No.
There's still time. We didn't actually see the birth of the child.
No.
We didn't find out what the crack was with the baby, if there was any significance with the baby.
Yeah.
And I feel like their story is kind of open-ended. I feel like they could come back.
Do you reckon?
I don't know if they will.
No.
But I'm just saying, you know, it's a possibility.
Yeah. There's a big Finnish box set in there.
There's 19.
Call the midwife. With these two. Yeah. And Craig Ells is Carvanista. People loved Carvanista. A little too much.
Yeah. Have you seen that clip, Johnny?
I think you showed me some weird shit on that. Yeah.
So, you know, if that's your bag, then fair enough.
Woof, woof.
But shall we find out?
Let's see what the
results are. So, the results are, in fifth place with 4% of the vote, Jacob Anderson as Vinda, 30 people.
Okay.
In fourth place, with 5% of the vote, Craig Ells as Carvanista, 39 out of 822.
I'm glad he got in there.
I'm glad he got in there. I'm surprised he's as low as he was, because people really liked him.
Well, let's see who's still...
I mean, all right, yeah, that bloody ridiculous head-on.
Yes, it wasn't great, was it?
It was really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't mind it.
Really?
No. I mean, it's Doctor Who. Like,
I know
we all expect the prosthetics to look brilliant these days.
Yeah.
But if it kind of looks a bit, suddenly everyone's like, that looked crap. And it's like, well, it didn't look great, but, you know...
I think had that have turned up in a Sylvester McCoy story... I wouldn't have. No, but it would have been all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think that makeup is up there with, like, the Kara.
Yeah,
you know, it's up there with that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is fine for 1980, whatever.
Sure.
But imagine
you
saying that there were some good prosthetics in those
80s. Oh, yeah.
Look at the Destroyer.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. I know. That is true, actually. Yeah. No, it was just shit. It was just a shitty dog head. In third place, with 18% of the vote, Sam Spruill as Swarm, 150 out of 822. I'm surprised.
Thank God that Swarm and Azure won best villain.
I'm really shocked. I thought he would be higher.
I did as well.
In second place, with 24% of the vote, Joe Martin as the Fugitive Doctor.
We haven't mentioned her, did we?
Is that not a massive shock?
That is a massive shock. Yeah. So 200 people. Now, obviously, I think Jo Martin is really good,
and I
like her as the Doctor, and I want to see more of her as the Doctor. Unfortunately, we didn't see enough of her as the Doctor to the point where I almost forgot that I'd read it on the piece of paper.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a shame, but I thought the goodwill that everybody has towards Jo Martin and the Fugitive Doctor was enough to take it over the line and make it a winner, but sadly not.
Interesting. Right. Well, then, so first place then, Matt?
First place goes to... In 36% of the vote, Kevin McNally as Professor Eustatius Jericho, 296 of 822. I mean, I did say he was the first one that popped out on the sheet when I said,
he's a good actor. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Do you? Really?
I don't get why he came first. I get top five.
Yeah.
But I don't think...
I don't think he should have been first.
Not him, but the character. Like, I thought he was really good in Village of the Angels. But somebody whose last name begins with M thing, where you have like a bit part character coming back and they're treated like part of the furniture.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like I haven't actually got to know this person well enough
for
them to suddenly just be on board the TARDIS and mixing in with the regulars like it's totally normal.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, he had a great chemistry with, you know, the regular cast with John Bishop and with Mandip Gill. But as a character, I just didn't think there was... Mm. Nearly as
enough
much there.
No.
And nearly as much love as Jo Martin gets.
Yeah, that is true. That is surprising.
But you know, there's lots of people who like him out there.
I think I would have personally put Swarm at the top.
Yeah.
And I'm actually quite surprised that Azure didn't feature.
Yeah.
Because she was good. Mm. You know, she's
another good actress.
She's an excellent actress, and I like the way that her performance. You know, he was obviously very flamboyant and over the top,
and she was much more reserved, subdued.
She was properly like cerebral. Like she was the cruel one out of the two.
Yeah.
She was the one kind of egging him on. Mm.
Yeah,
and
manipulator
stuff. And,
really, wasn't she? I suppose. Yeah.
It's so nice that there's a dynamic of like monsters where you can still talk about them like that.
Mm.
You know, with the levels and layers to them.
Very good.
Brilliant. Right, Johnny.
Okay. Only three left. Which one am I not allowed to choose?
That one.
The bottom one.
Yeah.
Right, I'll choose the top one then.
There we go.
Oh, freaking me. There's lots of things there. Right. right. Oh, dear. Right.
Do you want these?
The next award now is the best Big Finish box set.
Oh, okay.
Oh, have fun reading these out, Johnny.
Because there are lots of them.
Now, you don't listen to any Big Finish?
No.
I've
borrowed a few year or so ago in the car and listened to them on the way to school, but on the way back as well.
I'm really looking for, because these are all official Big Finish spin-offs. So if there's something on there that you need, you know, confirmation on what the hell it is.
I will do.
Then ask us.
For sure.
Yeah.
So let's read the blurb. There were so many new releases from Big Finish that in order to list all of the nominees, we're ditching the introduction right here. Ironically, this was our most skipped category. The nominees, therefore, are...
I made myself laugh at my own jokes.
That's right. Masterful, the Fourth Doctor Adventure series, 10 volumes, 1 and 2. The Diary of River Song, series 8, and The New Recruit. Time War, volume 4. Stranded 2 and 3, Master, The Lone Centurion, Volume 1, Dalek Universe 1, 2 and 3, The First Doctor Adventures, Volume 5, The Ninth Doctor Adventures, Ravagers, Respond to All Calls and Lost Warriors, The Third Doctor Adventures, Volume 7 and Volume 8, The Robots, Volume 4, just bear with me a moment.
Do you think they might have oversaturated the market
just
slightly?
Possibly. The War Doctor Begins, Forged in Fire and Warbringer. Jago and Lightfoot, Series 14. Lady Christina, who the heck's that? Series 2.
I knew that was the one that would get him.
The War Master, Killing Time. The Sixth Doctor Adventures, The 11. The Fifth Doctor Adventures, The Lost Resort and Other Stories. They forgot of... Can't think of a name there. The 11th Doctor Chronicles, Missy and the Monk. Is that some sort of porn thing? Audio. Is that one? The 12th Doctor Chronicles, Time Jacked. Jenny, the Doctor's Daughter, still running. Honestly. Unit, Between Two Worlds, and thank the Lord, the last one, The Year of Martha Jones.
Round of applause, Johnny.
Well, there
that
we
was
go.
Well impressive. Now, which one of those do you want to deep dive and find out
deep
more about?
Deep dive. Deep. That phrase, deep dive. This is what Ofsted use now. Deep dive. When they come into lessons, we're going to do a deep dive. We all thought, we just cracked up hearing that. We thought it was some sort of sexual, perverse sort of thing they were
my
up
God.
To.
My God.
Right. Well, I don't know who Lady Christina is. So
have a guess. Have a guess. They've been in a new series story.
Have they?
Mm.
Lady Christina, a new series story. I honestly couldn't tell you. You have to help me. I can't think of anybody.
Go on, Matt.
So Lady Christina was in Planet of the Dead, which was one of the final specials with David Tennant.
Ooh, gotta bring him back.
The girl
right.
that was, you ain't my mother, from EastEnders.
Right. Michelle Ryan? No.
On the bus, the bus one.
On the bus one.
Yeah. That's her, is it?
Yeah. That's her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Giving her a box set.
Wow, I mean, why?
I know. Not only one, this is the second one.
Well, yeah, series two. I mean, they're scraping the barrel if they're giving, you know, her. That, I mean, she must be struggling for work or something if she's coming here for... Wow, anyway. Okay, so... Well, I never heard of that. So, what about this
Jonathan's
one then?
Jonathan's
so,
views do not represent those of the Review of Death.
No,
or
yeah,
Pickaxe.
I knew I'm going to say stuff that people, you know. So, what about this one then? So, the Sixth Doctor Adventures, the 11. What's the 11? Is that the one who plays all the different versions?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, I've heard about that one. Yeah, you mentioned that.
Now, I've got that box set. I haven't listened to it yet. Right. I've got a lot of the box sets. Well, not a lot of them. I've got a handful of the box sets on this list. And some of them I've listened to and some of them I haven't. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting to listen to them.
So you're really the only person that can give us a proper...
Yeah. I mean, if I was to say which is the winner...
Hang on, what's the robots first?
That is set with the Robots of Death robots.
I was going to say the Robots of Death.
Yeah.
I don't say that because it wouldn't be.
No, yeah.
It was. No, it is, okay.
It is, yeah. Not a series that I've listened to. But I would say the winner is probably going to be Dalek Universe 1, 2 and 3. Now, mm-hmm. I've not listened to Dalek Universe... But I've heard very good things.
Have you?
Yeah. It's David Tennant and it's classic Daleks. Terry Molloy reprising his role as Davros.
Oh, good.
The Velens are in it.
Oh, right.
You know, it's everything.
Mechanoids.
Yeah. I think Mechanoids might be in it as well. And another character, which is a big spoiler, so I shan't say who. But it got a lot of attention on Twitter.
Did it?
It got a lot of attention to the point where I was almost tempted to. I was like, "Oh, shall I get it?" But I thought I've got so many things, and you know,
to work through still.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm, you know, like I'm just like I'm not really the biggest 10th Doctor fan.
I mean, Jago and Lightfoot, series 14.
I love.
And one of the two of them's dead now.
I know. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Amazing. Yeah. Should we find out?
Yeah. Go on. Put us out of our misery.
I was kind of joking when I said they've oversaturated the market, but they've oversaturated their own market.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
it's a lot.
How do you do that?
How do you afford it all? If you were a completionist, how would you get it all?
Right, let's get on with it. So, here we go. In fifth place, with 9% of the votes, ladies and gents, The Ninth Doctor Adventures, Lost Warriors, 61 of 678 people.
Right, so I have got that, but I haven't listened to it.
Okay.
So that is the Christopher Eccleston set with the Cybermen.
That just came out.
That just came out before Christmas.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that one. Mm.
In fourth place, with 10% of the vote, 68 people voted for Dalek Universe 1.
Okay, mm-hmm. Right, fair enough.
In third place, with 10% of the vote,
can't remember this one.
Masterful.
Masterful, so that was the box set, again, not one that I've listened to, where all of the masters
they
are
in together.
It.
Yes, in the same, but yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah.
In second place, with 14% of the vote, 97 people voted for the Ninth Doctor Adventures Ravagers.
That is crap.
Is it?
That is nonsense. That is should not be that high up.
Is it terrible?
Well, the story is nonsensical. I'm sorry. It is, that's insanity.
Is it?
Yeah.
It was, it's the only one of the list that I've actually listened to.
Oh, and what did you think?
I was looking forward to the later ones to see how Chris played it further. Mm. I'm being very generous.
You're being very generous.
I didn't mind it. It's nice to have Chris back, and that's kind of what it's for me, is like him playing the role again.
Now let's hear a proper answer. Come on then, Matt.
Yeah. I'm being diplomatic.
Yeah. You're being very diplomatic.
Tell us about it properly.
Well, I mean, Chris was brilliant, you know, it was, and I can understand people might have voting for it because it was the first time he'd come back to the part, but I just didn't think the story made any sense. I listened to it all the way through and I couldn't make head nor tail of it. Mm. And I mean, a lot of the reviews that came out were very positive towards Eccleston, but very
quiet about
the plot. They're like, oh, well, you know, the story, and that was it. And it's like, well,
so who were the baddies in it?
I haven't got a clue.
Oh, right.
Okay. There was something to do with being plugged into a video game, and there's aliens that feed off of something you generate when you kill somebody, or they drain off pleasure or pain or something.
Oh, right. In a video game.
Yeah.
Oh,
but right. Like people are like hardwired into it, so they actually kill people.
But it also had a like non-linear narrative as well. Yeah. So it was all over the place. And yeah, it was very confused.
Well, let's find out who won then.
Here we go then. So in first place, with 68% of the vote, 110 people voted for the Ninth Doctor Adventures Respond to All Calls.
That was a good set.
Yeah?
That was a good
set.
Would
you say that's the best one out of all the ones that came out last year that you've actually listened to?
Quite possibly, yes. Yeah. It was pretty good. Eccleston, again.
Yeah.
On top form. That box set I found replicated his era the best out of the two that I've listened to.
Right.
I thought the first one just didn't feel like
him.
That season at all. But this one was very good. You had the first story, which was very much a kitchen sink drama, single father with a daughter that had gone missing, police intervening, and the doctor turns up.
Okay.
You know, you could imagine that being aired in 2005, back then.
Yeah.
The second story was about a jazz musician during the Second World War and a creature made of music, of sound or something. That was really good. Again, something that you could have imagined being on screen. Mm. And then the last one was a bit more fanciful with like some sort of graveyard thing and stuff.
So you're not surprised at that?
So I'm
result.
Not surprised.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm kind of shocked that the Dark Universe one didn't come higher because people went crazy for that.
Yeah.
On
which one so was it, Johnny? The Dalek Universe one, was it 1, 2, three?
Number one, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, Dalek Universe 1. That was fourth place. And then just at the bottom here, it says, joint last, both with one vote, constituting 0% of the overall vote, were The Robots, Volume 4, and, surprise, surprise, Lady Christina, Series 2.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
There we go.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right then, we've got two more categories to go.
Okay. Ooh.
How should we do this? Because Johnny, I still want you to do the last one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Matt, do you want to take the penultimate category?
I can do, if you want.
Let's give you the penultimate category, and we'll save this one for Johnny.
Penultimate category. The next category is Rod Rankings. This was an award voted on exclusively by our amazing supporters over on Patreon. They've had their say and ranked every individual story we reviewed in 2021. The nominees are War of the Sontarans, Once Upon Time, The Space Pirates, Vincent and the Doctor, The Rings of Akaten, The Vanquishers, Village of the Angels, The Evil of the Daleks, Survivors of the Flux, The Doctor, The Widow and the Wardrobe, The Day of the Doctor, The Halloween Apocalypse, The Twin Dilemma, and Underworld. Wow, we reviewed a lot of stuff. We did a lot of stories.
A lot of stuff. And I accidentally included Eve of the Daleks in that list, even though we released it in 2022.
Ah.
But I've omitted that from the rankings. So
fair enough.
There we go. So, I mean, the whole kind of point of starting the new format of it before Flux came along was to look at stories that, you know, are at the bottom of the list of DWM ranked episodes. Yeah. And just seeing what we can extrapolate from them that is positive.
Yeah.
I think we did that with a lot of what we reviewed.
Yeah, I think we did.
I think we managed to find something great in all of them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which is really nice. The difficulty then is just which is the one that didn't jump up on our estimations?
Yeah.
Is that it? And is that the way that the viewers, the patrons,
so
are going to
what
take
is
it?
This vote?
So basically, it's going to be ranked from the one that was least voted for, right at the bottom of the list, through to the one that got the top vote. So
I see.
In the opinion of our
the
patrons,
one that they wanted you to review the most,
the episode they think is the best out of all of the ones that we've.
Watched. Oh, I see.
So not the review, but the episode.
The actual episode itself.
Oh, the actual Doctor Who episode themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
I was thinking different. Right.
So if we eliminate Flux, so Johnny, Space Pirates.
Well, again, I haven't read the novelization of it. I haven't the Target book. I haven't watched the thingy. But all I know is it's a part of Pooh. So
there we go. That'll do. Yeah. What else have we got? Either the Daleks, obviously, we know is great.
Yeah.
The Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe.
Now then, the Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe. Is that shit one at Christmas or
there you go.
When they go like the Chronicles of Narnia?
Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
appalling.
Great.
Yeah.
The Day of the Doctor.
That's the anniversary one. Yeah that's okay.
Yeah. The Twin Dilemma.
Well, when you were saying we tried to find some good about all of them, I thought, really? Twin Dilemma? What did you find in that one?
Colin.
Yeah, Colin.
Excellent in it.
He is excellent in it, but Colin's performance aside, the actual story.
I mean,
well.
Grubs.
Grubs.
I mean.
Underworld.
No, I like Underworld.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. See, Matt and
CSO
I.
CSO and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Underworld.
All right. Okay, then, Matt. What do you think came first? All of those episodes that we reviewed in 2021.
Oh, it's difficult because I would say maybe Evil of the Daleks. But, of course, you've got something like Village of Angels on there, which people are going to also vote for.
Yeah. And again, there might be a recency bias in there. And
exactly.
And we've got such a broad church of people who watch the videos anyway, and especially on Patreon.
Yeah.
You know, the people talking about stuff in Discord, I'm like, whoa, like there's so many different thoughts and opinions on Doctor Who here.
Yeah.
I was really interested to see what was going to come out top.
Well, let's find out. Mm. And of course, like something like Dare the Doctor is, you know, people love that story for a number of reasons. So here we go. In sixth place with 2% of the votes, the Space Pirates, one person. I wonder who
bless
that was.
You. Bless you, my son.
In joint fifth place, with 5% of the votes each, was Underworld and the Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe. Two people.
Mm. Wow. Well, I voted for Underworld. Did I? I didn't really know, but I mean, I would have done in hindsight. I like Underworld.
In fourth place, with 12% of the vote, War of the Sontarans. Five people out of 43. Okay.
These aren't all our patrons that actually... there were a few that didn't vote. So okay. About a dozen. So
fair enough. In third place, with 16% of the vote, Evil of the Daleks. Mm-hmm. Seven people. In joint second place, with 19% of the vote each, Vincent and the Doctor and The Day of the Doctor. Eight people voted for those stories.
People are liking the Matt Smith ones.
They really are. So what's number one? In first place with 23% of the vote, Village of the Angels. 10 people voted Village of the Angels.
So it's a recency thing.
It is a recency thing. Mm. It was a very good story.
It was a very good story.
And I guess, you know, if you were someone who was on Patreon who, you know, maybe doesn't collect the animations.
Yeah.
Then they'll be like, well, I don't collect the animations, but I have watched that story.
Yeah. Right.
That one was the best. Also, the following episodes received 0 votes. Once Upon Time, The Rings of Akaten, The Vanquishers, Survivors of the Flux, The Halloween Apocalypse, and The Twin Dilemma. Oh, I'm surprised that The Twin Dilemma didn't get
I'm
at
really
least
shocked because I think it's more fun than people give it credit for.
Yeah,
I think it's a proper laugh, but there we go.
You know, and it's got Colin in it. I thought there was going to be a Colin fan in Patreon.
Or a Kevin McNally fan. Because he's in it.
He's in it, yeah.
Johnny, will you do us the honours?
Right, are you sure that I should be...
I think you should. This
really?
Is our final category...
I feel very honoured.
...of the Roddies 2022.
Okay, so this is the final award, ladies and gents. Best Series Regular.
Okay.
And the blurb goes, standing head and shoulders over the rest of our categories, you, the viewers, have voted for the member of Team TARDIS that stood out to you the most in 2021. We went from the fam to something not completely unlike the fam, but distinct enough to leave a positive impression on the programme and the fan base. So, the nominees are as follows. Jodie Whittaker as the Doctor, Mandip Gill as Matt's girlfriend, Yasmin Khan, John Bishop as a plumber, Dan Lewis.
Plasterer, actually.
Plasterer.
Oh, God, I got my joke wrong. I think that speaks volumes.
It does, really.
Bradley Walsh as Graham O'Brien and Tosin Cole. Is that how you pronounce his
name? Tosin Cole.
Yeah, as Ryan Sinclair.
Now,
a series regular.
I have to say, this was, in terms of the top two, this was the tightest category
out of
all of them. And it really surprised me.
Wow. I mean, I was just going to say, it's going to be Jodie, isn't it?
What do we think?
Bradley Walsh has got a lot of fans out there.
Yeah.
Do
they listen to the Review of Death?
Well, too busy watching The Chase.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he could be high up that list. Well, Bradley Walsh. Yeah,
I'll tell you who's at the bottom.
Tosin Cole.
Tosin Cole.
Yeah.
Right.
I would agree with you on that one.
No, because...
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
But again, I mean, it was only in one episode this year. And it's kind of... The Graham and Ryan thing, it's kind of buried now. Like, you know, people who weren't that fond of series 11 and 12, they found something to enjoy with Flux. And so they're probably like, nah, that sort of stuff, we can park.
True.
What do we think?
I don't know. Mandip as well, she's popular, isn't she?
Mandip's
so, I mean, she could be at the top or near the top.
John Bishop was good. I did like John Bishop this year. God, this is hard. I will say Jodie. I think Jodie because, you know,
what do you think, Johnny?
She's the Doctor.
At the top? I'll go with Mandip.
Okay. Yeah? Interesting.
I'll go with Mandip.
I like it.
Good stuff. Should we have a look?
Let's have a look.
What did you think?
I thought Jodie.
Yeah.
Right, okay. In fifth place, with 0% of the vote, Tosin Cole.
Yeah.
As Ryan Sinclair, four people of 818.
Mm-hmm.
In fourth place, with 7% of the vote, Bradley Walsh. As Graham O'Brien, I was wrong.
Shock?
Wow. Yeah. 55 of 818 people.
Mm-hmm.
In third place, I was very wrong, with 9% of the vote, Mandip.
Okay.
As Yasmin, 70 people voted. Second place, with 42% of the vote,
it's
John Bishop.
One. It's a high
as
percentage.
As Dan, 340 people.
Wow.
And again, is that because he's most recent and it's that thing?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to cast aspersions, so I'll remain silent on why I think he's that high.
So then,
I think he's good.
Yeah.
In first place, then, with 43% of the vote, you were both right, of course. Jodie Whittaker as the Doctor, she received 349 votes, and it says here at the bottom, at no point during the voting were Jodie and John more than 10 votes apart. 9 votes separated them in the end.
Wow.
Isn't that
interesting?
Crazy?
That is bonkers.
Wow. So it was very close.
And for a while, maybe the first week...
Was he in the lead?
He was in the lead quite significantly.
Wow.
Whoa.
Now, I like John Bishop. I think he's really, really good in the role. I like Dan.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like him more than Graham at this point, but we have spent less time with him.
Yes.
But I... As much as people probably like him, I didn't see that much love for him, like, on Twitter.
No.
Compared to Jodie.
Unless you liked Carvan Easter.
Unless you liked Carvan Easter and Dan getting it off. But I just thought...
I didn't go with Jodie because I just thought it was too obvious.
Mm.
So I thought, it's not going to be her. Because, you know, they all love her, so fair enough. So I thought, they're going to go with... So, that's why I thought Mandip, because, you know, they're all like buddies, aren't they, those two?
Yeah, do you know, maybe that's it, because the cynical part of me thinks, I wonder if people just saw it and just vote-bombed for Dan, because he's...
Yeah.
A man.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, a certain age. And I that might be complete nonsense,
I hope that isn't the case.
I hope so as well. I mean, I don't think it is. Really, Johnny, what you said about it has swayed my opinion on it. I think that it's...
a lot of it is to do with the fact that maybe people thought Jodie was a safe bet and went for John Bishop.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. There we go.
I mean, I think I do think she was very good in this series.
Yeah, I must say.
This is her, you know, piece de resistance, really, I think, for her compared to
previous years.
I think she really has found the role now.
And this seems to be the thing, especially with the new Doctors. You know, even Capaldi, and I loved Capaldi, and I didn't want him to go. But I think in that final year, he had really found his feet in the role. Mm. Not just him, but also the writers as well, because obviously there was a lot of issues with trying to get that character right.
They'd settled on something.
And they found something, and it worked.
Because that previous season of his wasn't good, was it? All that rock star crap and
glasses.
That was shite. Yeah, that was a real cock-up.
Yeah.
So when they found a nice mid-ground,
it worked
so much better. Yeah. And that whole, you know, professorial thing and student thing with Bill. That was a really lovely setup.
So what would you say has changed in Jodie's portrayal or in the character, do you think? In that, because obviously there's a very obvious progression or change of character for the 12th Doctor through that period.
Yeah.
That maybe made him, you know, a more likeable character. Do you think that's happened to the 13th Doctor at all? Or
I think they've given her a bit more bite for this most recent series, and also in series 12 as well.
She's got a bit more gravitas as well.
She's got
I
more
think,
gravitas
in this series.
Yeah, because I think in series 11 there was no character there. Mm. She was just nice.
Yeah.
I am just a nice person, and we're going to go off somewhere. And you need more to the Doctor than that. Mm. Whereas in this series, you know, she was at odds with her companions, and you know, she was keeping secrets, and it's all the sort of things that we like about the Doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Doctor's an alien, you know, the Doctor isn't one of us. They just added more to the character in the writing. Mm. And I don't think that's necessarily all the stuff about timeless children and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, obviously that has helped because it's given her something to latch on to. Mm. I think they just wrote her better, and they made her more. They made her sort of give her more to do in her own stories. Mm. I think in that series 11, everything was so spread out amongst the companions. There was too many people.
I mean, there's too many people in that TARDIS anyway. So,
So you know, they gave her a more dynamic role within the show, which is sort of, you know, it's her program.
It's her program, yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, there we go. Thank you all so much for watching the first ever Roddy's Awards. We'll be back next February.
Will we?
Yeah. I mean, there'll be less TV Doctor Who to review, but there'll be more of our content to look at
and
more episodes to rank and review.
Who knows what might come out in 2022?
Exactly. You know. Best.
I think you should do
surprise.
Best prop that we have that we buy in the year.
Best prop that we buy. I mean, you've kind of run away with it already.
No, but this is old. I mean, this year, he's got a full-size Sideman coming this
year. You have got
a
full-size Sideman coming this year.
You know, that's going
to
be,
I'm not going to be able to afford to best that. And I would get kicked out of my flat if I tried to best that as well. So, there we go. Here we go.
That was really good. And I must say, I applaud you, Billy, because you went to a hell of a lot of trouble. I was not expecting.
No.
I mean, I knew you said, I'm getting these envelopes and stuff. But I wasn't expecting all the stuff that you wrote. I mean, does Richard know you've been doing this on CBBC's time?
I've been doing it on my weekends.
Have you?
I've been doing it on my weekends. I've always wanted to do an award show. I thought it would be really fun, and I've really enjoyed this.
You did a bloody good job.
Thank
because
you,
all the jokes were very good.
You did a great job reading them, so thanks very much for not killing the jokes.
No, they were very good. So what are we going to do next? What's our next one? I think we were talking about doing Warriors of the Deep, because the
I think
sea
we
devils.
Probably have to do Warriors of the Deep.
Yeah.
I think we still have to do our cliffhanger video. That has been long delayed.
Yeah.
Maybe we redo our Sarah Jane Adventures, because that is still sat on my hard drive.
Is it? Yeah.
So maybe we should do that.
Is it all on? It's all on BBC iPlayer now, isn't
it? It's all on BBC iPlayer.
Oh, that's even better for us, because we can actually watch it.
And there's one whole spin-off we can't talk about, because, you know, we don't want to get involved in all of that. So Sarah Jane Adventures, is probably what we want to look at next.
Very good. Well, thank you, Johnny, for coming along.
Cheers, thank
Johnny.
You for inviting me.
We'll have him back.
It was very nice to be here and to join in all the furore and everything. So, it was good.
Obviously, like we said, you know, if you take any offence to Jonathan's comments about Doctor Who, then
I think you're probably used to me by now, so you know.
True. But yes, thank you ever so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you thought about this, because obviously this is very different to the usual fare. yeah, let us know. And if you'd like us to do more things like this, and
we'd gladly do that.
Yeah, you know, if we want to do another one, we'd like to do another one.
Definitely.
So yeah, thank you for watching, and we'll see you all hopefully in a fortnight. Goodbye.
Bye.